Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Happy first day of April. It is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing. How are you doing? I just wanted to pop in and encourage you. It's the first day of April. It's even more special because this is the second quarter of the year. I know we were just talking about 2021, but now we're in the second quarter. And the question I want to ask you today is, what is your game plan for April? As authors, as small business owners, because if you're an author, you're a small business owner. What's the strategy for April? Where are you going with your brand or book? Who are you promoting to? What special holidays is your platform the perfect fit for, where you can really shine as an authority figure? Haven't given thought to that? That's probably one of the problems. Now, one of the things that, you know, I've just done, I just sent off, we had some things created, and I just sent off a few authors that I want to promote to certain daytime TV show executive producers, as well as some mainstream media. So I'm like really excited about that. Because, you know, the media game, when you see all these wonderful people on social media and in the press getting all this coverage, look, that's a plan of action. It's something that you continually have to, with those that you've built relationships with. So first, you have to build a relationship with those that are the who's who and those who matter to be able to give you that type of coverage. But then second, you have to continually do things, continually pitch. You have to continually look at how your platform, your story, actually would be the perfect fit for upcoming things that they desire. Now, one tip I'm going to give you today, very important, national holidays, national events from a local, but also a national level. Don't forget your small media like local TV stations or maybe some of the small professional newspapers, industry papers, trade papers, things like that. But also, you have to remember what's going on nationally. And then most important, those partners that you're pitching to that you built relationships with. Not telling you you can't do cold pitches, but it's a lot easier when they know you, you know them, and you know exactly what they want. Because sometimes you have the perfect pitch, but you're pitching to the wrong person. They don't want what you have. And it's not saying what you have isn't valuable. That's just not that particular media outlet's focus. So I wanted to give you some tips in this new month to help you not waste your time, but really maximize your expertise as well as monetize your expertise. Both of them are important. I have so many clients, and especially when people come to me for that first time strategy session, I see so many things they're doing wrong. It's my job to help them. That's what I wake up for, because the thing is, you cannot replace lost time. Some people are paying to be in magazines, on the cover of magazines and all of those things, but those people have no traction. What are you paying them for? I mean, you know, some people just love to see themselves or see them in print, and that's great. But if who you're paying has no traction, no serious distribution, and more importantly, they may have all of that, but it's not your target audience, you've wasted your money and your time in whatever you produce, whatever you wrote, whatever you pitched. So this month, let's be a little smarter. This quarter, let's be a little smarter. Know your expertise. Know what your brand offers in that book, in whatever your value is, that is ideal for who. Know your target audience. And then once you really know where they are, where they view, what they look at, where they go, then build relationships with those power partners and find out what their focus is. Because a lot of these executives for the TV media shows and things like that, they're looking in quarters. So you might be pitching something where you want to appear in April. Well, that pitch was probably in January. Not saying you still can't pitch, because sometimes there's a special interest thing or there's a shift in focus, but you got to start thinking more long-term. So this is the month, this is the day, think it, do it, and there you go. Just wanted to pop in, say happy new April, happy new day. And I would love to comment below, because I would love to hear what awesome ideas you guys have and what things you're working on and what help you need. And as always, you can always find me at fruitionpublishing.com or just hit the DMs or comment right here below where this is posted. All right, now, bye-bye for now from Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.